Perik Techelas is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Isser ben Reb Feibish Zichroinu Levracha, dedicated by Mr. and Dr. Jordan Herman. May the Torah study learned in this shiur be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Ninoches, Tag Mem Zov. The Gemara here on Amid Beis says, we learned in a Braisa that when the Shtei Alechem is brought on their own without the Kfasim, Yunfu to Ubatsu Rasan, Yetu the Beis Hasreifa, we do Tnufa, we wave the Shtei Alechem, to Ubatsu Rasan, we wait, and then Yetu the Beis Hasreifa, and then we burn them. So the Gemara asks, Manashach, Ila Ashila Asan Lechlinu. These Shtei Alechem that we don't have the Kfasim to bring with them, so what's the mitzvah of these Shtei Alechem? If the mitzvah of these Shtei Alechem is to be eaten, so let's eat them. The mitzvah of these Shtei Alechem that are brought without the Kfasim is to be burnt, so burn them right away. What are you waiting? Why do you have to wait to Uber to Rosh? You have to wait until the time passes, and then you burn it. Why wait at all? Burn it right now on the spot. So, Bikitsu the Gemara, in essence, the Gemara is saying that the Braisa tells us that the Shtei Alechem that are brought without Kfasim have a new halacha, that they're not eaten. We wave them, but they're not eaten. And we burn them, and we have to wait to burn them. And the Gemara wonders, why is it that we have to wait to burn them? If the mitzvah would be to eat it, so let us actually eat it. And if the mitzvah is not to eat it, so, and the mitzvah is to burn it, so then, just like we burn, as they light them in the menorah and Shabbos, and karbanis, sometimes karbanis are brought on Yom Tif, and they're even burnt on Yom Tif, So let's go ahead and do the same thing with the Shtei Alechem, if that's what the mitzvah of the Shtei Alechem is. So the Gemara comes to numerous ways to answer this question. Later on, the first Mahalik is Amar Rabbo. The second Mahalik is Rav Yosef. We're going to focus on the second Mahalik, which is Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Oilem L'Shefa Asyon. They're brought for Sreifa. Really, the Torah, the mitzvah of Shtei Alechem that's brought without Kfasim is that they're supposed to be burnt. The question is, so why don't you burn it right away? So they're going to, we're worried he'll get other Kfasim. Maybe he'll find other Kfasim later on. So Abaye asked Rav Yosef, so why do you have to wait until this man passes? The Gemara understood that Tuvat Rosan means you have to wait until the next morning to burn it. Why do you have to wait until the next morning? Once the day passes, once the day of Shavuot is over, so and it becomes night, let's burn it right away. Why do we have to wait for the next morning? So then the Gemara answers, Ma'at Tuvat Rosan amidiktoni, or the way the Yeshit Mikbeta has a gear, so Zman HaKravasan. In a Chanami, you only have to wait to burn it until the Zman HaKrav is over. If Yosef says, in a Chanami, we will burn this Shtei Alechem at night, and we don't have to wait until the next morning. There's no halacha to wait until the next morning. So there's a Rai from over here to a very practical halacha. And the Noid Yehuda was asked by somebody, Mary Pick, and Halach and Shulchan Aruch, Nerech Atur and Shulchan Aruch, and Chaim Simin Tov Kuvav Sivdal, Halach and Achos Yom Tif, which is the Yeh Techala. There the Atur and Shulchan Aruch say that there are certain ways a person can be Mavish Chala on Yom Tif. So if he's Mavish Chala on Yom Tif, and it's Tamei, so he can't bake it. He can't bake it on Yom Tif because he's not going to eat it. It's muktzah because he has nothing he can do with it. He can't burn it on Yom Tif because ain't serving kachim be Yom Tif. You're not allowed to burn kachim on Yom Tif. kachim that's tame, the kachim that's not the roi, and has to get burnt, you're not allowed to burn it on Yom Tov. You wait until the evening and you burn it. Correct this Mary Pick. Yes, this is the Navi Yehuda. This Navi Yehuda is in Madhuratinon Erechaim Smithadivov. The Twish of Narach is Mashma. They're allowed to burn Chala at night. Yes, the Haile Chaira. You can't burn Kachem at night. You have to wait till the morning. So the Navi Yehuda answered him that he's Tameya. He's wondering that Adam Gadol like him should make such a mistake. He says, Avada the Halach is. You're allowed to burn Kachem Tmeim at night. The Rambam is Mahur like that. The Rambam in Hilchos Tfilah HaMikdash and Perek Yutes, Halacha Dalet and Halacha Hei. Although, perhaps, someone can make a mistake in the Rambam and think that the Halacha is that you can't burn Kachem at night. Nevertheless, with a close look, you will see that you're allowed to burn Kachem Tfilah and Tmeim at night. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says you're not allowed to burn noiser only by day. You have to burn noiser by day, like the pasuk says. Says the Rambam, pigula also has to be burned by day. And he says, ain't straight as tame the noiser the pigula deiches hayamtes. To burn kachim that are tame, to burn noiser, and to burn pigul, you can't burn the three things and yamtes. So the Rambam has two halachas. One halacha is discussing whether you could burn it at night or only by day. And there, he talks about noisar and pigol. Noisar and pigol can only be burnt by day, not by night. Then the Rambam says, you can't burn three things at on Yom Tov. You can't burn tame, kachim den atame, you can't burn noisar, and you can't burn pigol on Yom Tov. So apparently this Maritik learned that everything is bundled together, and just like you can't burn noisar and you can't burn pigul by day, so too the tamei that the Rambam put over there in the next halacha also can't be burned by night, only by day. But really, with the medayik in the Rambam never said that you can't burn kachim tmeim at night. He only said you can't burn it on Yom Tov, and of course Kachim Tmeim is a different category, stands as a category on its own, and there's no reason why Kachim Tmeim you can't burn at night. And therefore, says the Noid Behuda, if you're allowed to burn Kachim Tmeim at night, certainly you could burn Chala, which is Tmeya, at night. Now this is very practical. Any lady or bakery that bakes a dough, that needs a dough, and bakes bread, or chalas, or the like, so they have to be mafresh chala, whether in Eretz Yisrael, whether in Chutz La'aretz. Pashtas is lahalacha, whether in Eretz Yisrael, whether in Chutz La'aretz, it's only the Rabbanan bizman hazeh. As some shittas in Eretz Yisrael, it is the Yaisa bizman hazeh. The Pashtas is that Ikar halacha is that nowadays chala is only the Rabbanan. This discussion, whether it's the Yaisa, whether the Rabbanan, and more Kala Chutz La'aretz was a discussion in another shir, not for today's shir. Be that as it may, just like there's a halacha, we'll see later more about this, but just like there's a halacha of burning kachim that became tame, so to achala we are assumed to all be tame, and therefore all the Kala that we have is tame. And therefore the challah that we have, although there are instances perhaps things could be tohar because they were not mukshali kabal tumah and such, but in any case, for all our challah, for the general, is tameh, and we are tameh, we don't have any tohar people, and therefore we burn all of our challah, and therefore it's nogea to know when do we burn that challah. A bakery that has challah that they separate, a lady in the home that has challah that she separates, so their challah is supposed to be burnt, and it, according to this, this Noid Behuda explained for us that this challah could be burnt by day or by night, either way is okay. The Noid Behuda says it is true, he admits that there is a Yushalmi, that says that we cannot burn Shemesh Reifa at night, and that's the reason why in Shabbos Shemesh Reifa should not be used. Shemesh Reifa, or Shemesh that's from Truma Tmeya, should not be used for lighting near Shabbos, because you can't burn. According to the Yerushalmi, you can't burn Truma Tmeya at night. Says the Noyv Yehuda, but the Bavli disagrees, and that's where the Rambam was coming from, and that's the halacha that we, according to halacha, we could burn Truma Tmeya, Chala Tmeya, and even Kachim that became Tamei, all could be burnt at night, says the Noyv Yehuda in the Das HaRambam, that's the Das HaRambam, and that's the halacha. The Shevet HaLevi, in Chelik Vav, Simen Peches, he adds that they could bring a Raya from our Sugya to this halacha. You see clearly in our Gemara, like the Rambam and like the Noyv Yehuda, because our Gemara says, the Yosef says, that the Kvasim that come on their own without, the Lechem, the Shtei Lechem, they come on their own without the Kvasim, so the Allah is you wave them, and to Ubat Ras, and you wait until the time passes, and then you burn them. And the Gemara says, why do you have to wait until the next morning? And the Gemara answered, in a Hanami, you don't have to wait till the next morning, you can burn them at night. So it's Mefurish in our Gemara that Kachim, that is Tamei Kachim, that is possible to be burnt at night, and you don't have to wait till the next day. Now we can continue on with this halacha of burning Chala. So until now we were saying that Chala has to be burnt, and then there's the halachas. One person wanted to say, Yushalmi is Mavur, that it can't be burnt at night, but the halacha, Noyd Vihuda and Shevet HaLevi tell us that there's a halacha that, of course, Chala could, according to halacha, of course, Chala could be burnt at night. But let's go back to the main question, does Chala actually have to be burnt? Where does it come from that Chala has to be burnt? So the truth is, there's a Gemara in Masech Shabbos, that the Gemara says, that just Otaf Chofei, that the Gemara says, just like there's a mitzvah to burn kachim that became tamei, so too there's a mitzvah to burn truma that became tamei. However, there's a very fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos about this halacha of burning truma that became tamei, and who had in chala that became tamei. According to Rashi, the only reason why we have to burn truma that became tamei, rather versus burying it, or another way of disposing it, is because we're afraid, Chazal, we're afraid if a person will bury it, they may come to a takala. If a person burns it, it will be rid of from the world, so nobody will ever come to eat it or benefit from it in a hanoa shel kilui. Whereas if a person buries it, somebody else may find it and may use it and benefit from it in a hanoa shel kilui. According to Tosfos, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi and says, no, there's a chiyuv to burn truma, tmeya. Truma Tmeya, it's not enough, it's insufficient to just bury Truma or Chala that became Tameh. There's a halacha, there's a din, that it must be burnt. There's a mitzvah to burn it. Either it's a Dairaiso Dikim mitzvah or it's a Dirabanon mitzvah. But either way, it's a mitzvah to burn the Truma that is Tameh and the Chala that is Tameh. Similarly, Mesech Tebeah, Dach Tavazayin, and Medeis, Rashi and Toysvis, Goli Shitasam. And according to Rashi, it's motive for a person to give Truma Tmeya to a dog, because there's no mitzvah to burn it. Tosfos says, no, you can't give the Truma Tmeya to a dog, because it has to get burnt. Again, Tosfos goes and she talks, according to Tosfos, the mitzvah that has to be burnt, it cannot be rid of in any other form or fashion. The Chazon Ish, in two places, in Maestris and in Zayin Sifkot and Yutes, says, no, if a Truma Tmeya, if he doesn't have wood to burn it, he could bury it. In order, better to bury it than to have a takala, than to leave it around. Also, similarly, in Chazon Ish and Demai, Siman Tezvav, Sifkot and Aleph, Chazon Ish says, nowadays, we don't fear zech to burn a chala that's tamei or chuma that's tamei. It's a big toirach for us to burn it, and if we would burn it, it would come to takala. So it sounds like from the Chazon Ish, he's going, even according to Tosfos, nowadays, a person, when there is a chashash takala, even according to Tosfos, there's a mitzvah to burn it, but when there's a chashash takala that's greater than the regular chashash takala, so then today there's even a bigger chashash takala than there was a mole. That's what it seems like in the Chazon Ish, and therefore, according to all opinions, the Chazon Ish was said that the minog is to just bury it. However, the Sefer Afrashat Chalak Yelchasa brings down from the Shuv that said in the name of Ibli Yashiv that a person must go and burn challah. A person should take their challah and burn it in some fire. Now it's very important to mention that challah is something that we're not allowed to eat, and therefore it must be regarded like all trace of foods. So a person is going to stick a fork or a knife when the challah is hot into the challah, then that fork and knife will be like trace. That it has these bleas, it has now, it absorbed, that fork or knife will now have absorbed taste from that challah that is tameh, that's prohibited to be eaten. And now a person will not be able to use that fork and knife for other foods until they kasher it. And it may be even difficult to kasher it. Another discussion beyond the scope of today's shiur. And be that as it may, when a person does burn their challah, they should make sure that they burn it properly, that it's wrapped and it doesn't touch other utensils that are going to be needed and used for kosher foods. So if somebody is going to burn, it's for sure the chatchila to burn challah. Somebody that follows the Chazon Ish has the room to rely on, to follow the Chazon Ish. Now the Minchas Yitzchak says like this. Minchas Yitzchak says, this is in Shadis Chuvas Minchas Yitzchak Eletal, it's in your Gimel, so he says like this. If somebody is going to actually not burn their challah, be it because they are choshev at hakolah, or like the Chazon Ish, that the minik today is not to burn, and they're going to dispose of it in another way, says the Minchas Yitzchak, if they'll do that, it's recommended that they better, when they're mafresh challah, be mafresh less than a kezayis. At least if they are an Ashkenazi. In Shulchan Aruch, this machloek is like this. Nowadays, that we are tameh and we're not going to eat the challah anyways. So really, when we were taught, so the halacha is, the Chazal said, even though the amount of challah is not mefurish in the Torah, how much you have to separate, Chazal said, a person in the home should separate 1 out of 24, 1/24 for challah, and somebody who's a baker should separate 1 out of 48 for challah. Nowadays, so that was when challah was given to the kohen and was eaten by the kohen, and the kohen would use the challah. Nowadays that we are tamei, and like we said, we're going to burn the challah, or according to the Chazon Ish, dispose of it in another way. So the mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch says, that a person could, even if in their home, they could be mafresh 1 out of 48. But still, a person should be mafresh that amount, that big amount of 1 out of 48. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, nowadays they were not burning it. So the minig is, you don't have to separate 1 out of 48. But the Shulchan Aruch says, you should go ahead and separate, it's a minig, we're noyig to separate the Shulchan Aruch, a shir of a kezayis. So, the Minchas Yitzchak is saying that if a person is not going to be burning their challah, so and according to the Ramah, then the Ikir Adin, there is no shear how much you have to take off your challah. And one more nekuda says in Minchas Yitzchak that if a person has less than a kezayis of challah, so there's a machloike. Some say that even if according to the opinion of Tosfos, that there's a mitzvah specifically to burn the challah, but according to some shittas, says the Minchas Yitzchak, if it's less than a kezayis, then there's no obligation to burn it, and then you could dispose of it in any other way. So therefore, says the Minchas Yitzchak, better if you know that you're not going to burn your challah, better that you should separate less than a kezayis of challah, then be mafrit, and you, although you're not fulfilling the minog of the Ramah, better to avoid the go away from following the meaning of the Ramah and not be mafresh kezayis, then possibly violate the idea of not burning the challah. Like this, at least you have another opinion that there's no obligation to burn the challah since you have less than a kezayis of challah. So in short, there's a mitzvah of somebody, anybody that's mafresh challah, they must dispose of it. It cannot be eaten nowadays. And the way to dispose of it, the chatchila, would be to burn it. It can be burnt whether by day, whether by night. According to the Chazon Ish, it's unnecessary to burn. If the Yashiv says one should burn it, it would seem that if one can, one certainly should burn it. When they burn it, they should be careful that the bliyos, they should be careful, they should treat it like it's treif of food. In other words, they should be careful that any utensils or other kosher foods do not get any taste from that challah that's getting burnt. And finally, if somebody has a difficulty burning it, and therefore they are going to get rid of it in another way, according to Minchas Yitzchok, if they are an Ashkenazi, it's better that they should separate less than a kezayis and dispose of it in another way than to be mafresh a kezayis and fulfill the minhag of the Rambam.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.